This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock Podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks that moved markets on Friday, that is July 17th. Extending their gains into the third consecutive session, Indian equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty closed over four-month highs on July 17th. Sensex ended the day 548 points or 1.50% higher at 37,020 and Nifty settled with a gain of 162 points or 1.51% at 10,901.70. The market gained strength towards the end of the session, led by financials and energy stocks, even as global markets were lackluster as the European Union summit to discuss a post-pandemic recovery fund is underway. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said that the markets globally are banking on continued liquidity to ensure that the recent momentum seen in the markets does not stall. He said the Indian stocks are seeing earnings-specific moves, while the ever-present possibility of another lockdown has done little to affect the sentiment. In sync with the benchmarks, the BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 1.55%. However, the BSE Small-Cap Index underperformed slightly, closing with a gain of 1.11%. The overall market capitalization of BSE-listed firms rose to Rs. 144.88 lakh crore on July 17th against Rs. 142.81 lakh crore on July 16th, making investors richer by Rs. 2.07 lakh crore in a single day. Top Nifty gainers of the day included BPCL, ONGC, Bharti Infratel, GAIL and Reliance Industries. Top Nifty losers included Hindalco, Britannia Industries, Nestle, TCS and Dr. Reddy's Labs. The market gained for the fifth consecutive week as Sensex and Nifty rose 1.2% each for the week. Nifty Bank, however, snapped the four-week gaining streak, slipping 1.9% this week. Let's take a look at some stocks and sectors. Barring BSE IT and Tech, which fell 0.86% and 0.42% respectively, all sectoral indices ended with gains on July 17th. With a gain of 5.05%, BSE Oil and Gas Index emerged as the top gainer, followed by Energy Index, which rose 4.06%. Consumer Durables, Finance and Auto rose 2.81%, 1.94% and 1.79% respectively, featuring among the top gainers. A volume spike of 2,900% was seen in Escorts, while Sale and Equitas Holdings witnessed volume spikes of 1,900% each. Mindtree saw a volume spike of 1,500%. Long buildup was seen in stocks like BPCL, HPCL and ONGC. Short buildup was seen in stocks such as Britannia, Hindalco and Ujjivan Financial Services. Over 300 stocks including India Bulls Real Estate, Suzlon Energy, Edelweiss Financial Services, Graphite India and Hathway Cable hit their upper circuits on BSE. Here are some stocks that were in the news today. Shares of GAIL rose 4.34% after the Department of Telecommunications withdrew as demand of over Rs. 2.3 lakh crore from the company. Shares of HDFC Bank jumped 3.46% ahead of its June quarter results on July 18th. Shares of PTC India Financial Services jumped 10% after PTC India invited bids for selling the company's controlling stake in its subsidiary. Shares of Radico Khaitan rose 3.71% after mutual funds raised stake in the company to 13.30% in the June quarter from 11.03% in March quarter. Shares of Granules India rose 7.36% after the company reported a 34% jump in consolidated net profit at Rs. 111.4 crore against Rs. 83.2 crore year-on-year. Shares of Britannia Industries fell 1.81% even as the company reported a massive 117% year-on-year increase in consolidated profit for the quarter ended June 2020, driven by strong revenue and operational growth. Let's take a look at what the technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty closed above 200-day moving average despite mixed global cues backed by a rally across sectors barring IT. The index closed above 10,900 levels for the first time since March 6th this year and formed a bullish candle on the daily charts as closing was higher than opening levels. But the index did not look that strong on the weekly chart as it gained 1.2% and formed hanging man kind of pattern on the weekly scale. Generally, hanging man formation is an exhaustion sign, hence experts feel the Nifty has to hold 10,900 levels in the coming sessions to sustain bullish trend, which can take the index above 11,000 mark, otherwise it may see some consolidation. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more on business, economy, markets and general news also. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.